Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is John Batchelor speaking with Jonathan Schanzer, Vice President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about what must happen in the north of Israel. Hezbollah must be pushed north of the Litani River. In the meantime, Jonathan gives a vivid description of how close the whole conflagration came to explosion. 15 minutes, that's what was left on the timers. They were going to launch a barrage of thousands of rockets and missiles at Israel. 15 minutes when the IAF struck. Will we come that close again? Will we get all the way down to zero? Will it launch? I don't know. Listen to Jonathan Schanzer tell the story. And there is no peacemaking here. Hezbollah must be pushed north of the Litani River. More of this later.
Hezbollah must be pushed. There is no question about it. First, I mean, I think we need to understand that this strike that Israel carried out on Saturday night, our time, Sunday morning in the Middle East, was a remarkable one. It preempted the launch of up to 6,000 rockets into Israel, all set to a timer, and the Israelis intervened really at the last moment. It was 15 minutes until the timer was reach the last click, and then the rockets were going to be unleashed in what was supposed to be a saturation bombing of significant Israeli military and intelligence assets in the central part of Israel, the most populous part of Israel. The Israelis prevented what would have undeniably been a massive escalation that probably would have led to a full-blown regional war. They did so, and now what we are hearing is that C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is in the region. He's saying that the risk of significant escalation is now lower, and he is trying to push for more de-escalation. But the problem is, and I think this is really what you're driving at, John, when Hezbollah is still south of the Litani, in violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which dates back to 2006. They've been in violation of it for, you know, basically almost two decades now. The fact that Israel has lost 100,000 people from their, pushed 100,000 people plus from their homes as a result of the Hezbollah attacks. There have been 6,700 different missiles, drones, and rockets fired at Israel since October 8th. There is no de-escalating as far as Israel is concerned. They still have a war to fight in the north because Hezbollah needs to be pushed north of Litani, again, according to U.S. Security Council resolutions, but also because the Israelis need to do this for the residents in order for them to return.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.